Charlottesville, Virginia, 2017. After numbing, after rage, after grief, and after fear, after protests, after pleas, after dialogue, after abandoning hope, after death, death again, after one blind eye, millions more. After genocide, there is no after. It has only ever continued. What do I reach for now? Who do I appeal to now? Did anyone ever figure out whether the devil negotiates? Or is it only death who plays chess? To look into the eyes of a white supremacist who wants me to die. Am I supposed to fight this? To encounter the physical strength of a man who believes raping me is his prerogative. Am I supposed to fight this? Yes. Yes, of course I fight this. What is my other option? Hiding buys me time, but not life. And anyway, if I am to live, I am to be found. Is there a version of this battle where any of us wins? You do not need to kill me to be free. You do not need to love me to leave me be. What could you possibly want from my absence, my massacre? What satisfaction are you granted? What threat are you saved? This wildfire of sadism. What is peaceful resistance against the deranged honor? Sick pride, unmistakable grin of you who takes pleasure in persecution. Maybe it's not fair of me to conclude that sadism is what fuels your Nazi slogans, your torch sticks, your loaded guns. But I am trying every other avenue for understanding, and you are eroding the possibility of each one. Maybe, like me, even you can't understand. Maybe the way my soul says, you cannot take away my right to be alive, to be here. Yours says, I must. Or, maybe you are simply afraid. You haven't yet seen how there's life beyond fear. I've never felt the miracle of kindness from a stranger who owes you nothing, whom history has taught to hate you, but who instead offers their hand. I know that in blood and brain we are the same. But today I feel the differences we've grown through practice, conditions, and choice are evolutionary in their divide. We are becoming different species. Stop there. Be cautious with that thought. Turn, return. I will not dehumanize you. I will not do what you do. I have faith in transformation. I have faith in whole universes of the self, previously impossible, becoming known. But faith is no shield. It doesn't have money, doesn't feed the hungry, has no voice among the 1%. It can't undo fascism, can't validate me in the eyes of a president who emboldens people who savor my destruction. These hate ruptures in each state, in each country. It is like watching a drop of ink fall upon a wet map, It spreads rapidly, leaks everywhere, and I stare as it seeps its way toward where I stand. What is the difference between standing in blood and standing next to it? My ground is still dry. I can run a little faster, get a little farther, reach out to people with hands clasped over their ears, bring aid to those who have fallen in the wet red. This is no longer a fight. It's the howl of love, the maybe of another breath. The conversation I don't want to have, the patience I don't want to draw forth, the anger I hold for protection, the fire I keep trying to avoid, the wall of paralysis, fear for my life. I drop it all here. This is not about wanting. Not about a choice I have to make. Will I? Is I will. This, the only way I can make sense of living.